I've been really, really looking forward to this one. The start of a new series on the show. It's called 21 Talks Politics. I know we talk a lot about politics on Drive. Ed Miliband was on the show earlier this afternoon. This is a bit different, though. Over the next few months, going to have more of a kind of close personal chat with all 11 MPs in the BBC Radio Bristol area. I'm delighted the first one is here to start the series. No pressure here for either of us. Bristol South Labour MP Dawn Primorolo is with me. Really great to see you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Big thanks for saying yes to the invitation.
Yes, I'm a little bit nervous now. Yes. Good. That's excellent news.
It's great you're here. Now then, you had a portrait unveiled earlier this month at Portcullis House. Richard Brazier is the man who did it. That's real recognition, isn't it, to have your portrait in London?
Certainly nerve-wracking. I don't even really like to look at photographs of myself. To me, I'm still 18. So, and that's what I see. I fool myself when I look in the mirror, don't we all? And it's a bit of a shock to see yourself, how an artist sees you. But he's an incredibly talented and up-and-coming artist. And I was really surprised, stunned, when the House of Commons Art Committee said they wanted to commission a painting and that I'll hang in Portcullis House as part of the official collection.
That's brilliant.
Nerve-wracking.
That's real recognition. I mean, I've only seen it on the internet, but it looks fab. It looks great. How did you feel when you first saw it? Pleased?
I am pleased with it. It's strange when you look at a photograph of yourself, that's what you see, a picture. I'm not going to be very. Don't think I'm going to explain this well. When I saw that portrait, it's very sort of disquieting. It looks like me looking back at me. And my son said when he saw it, he said, "Oh, I know that look." That's when you lean back in your chair after I've explained to you why I'm right. And you're just about to draw breath to tell me in no uncertain terms why I'm not right. And some of my colleagues said that I have that look in the chamber when I'm getting ready to intervene and tell them to behave. So it's a bit, it's odd, but you're right. It was a great honour. And I feel very humbled in being asked to do it.
No, brilliant. It's 27 years you've been an MP. What do you enjoy the most? What have you enjoyed the most over those 27 years of being the MP for Bristol South?
I love being out in the constituency, meeting the people that I try and represent to the best of my ability. I love going and seeing projects that have been started and that are a great success and changing and enriching people's lives. You know, we can only make progress and improve our communities, which is what I'm in politics for, to make the world a better place, to make my small contribution. If we draw on everybody's talents and experience and abilities, and that side of MP's work is truly a privilege. And we're often asked to open things. So we're there at the end and getting all the compliments, but actually it's the culmination of everybody's work. And I just love that. I just love that feeling of being able to work together, pull as a team, and make our communities and life better for some people.
And what do you enjoy the least? Being an MP, what is the kind of the hard yards? What are they?
The very long hours are always tough, and I would say this very gently, but everybody has an opinion. Having to take a decision is rather different, and often the decisions that we have to take are from choices that we'd rather not make, and so I'm looking forward, perhaps. In not being in frontline politics, but still being in politics, holding an opinion as opposed to having to make those hard choices and decisions.
Yeah, that makes total sense. My guest this evening is Dawn Primorolo, Bristol South Labour MP.
Children in Need on BBC Radio Bristol.
Each year for Children in Need, you do an incredible job of raising thousands of pounds for young people here in the West.
So this year, we want to come and visit as many of you as possible and say a great big thank you. And we're bringing Pudsey.
Tell us what you're doing to raise money for Children in Need this year, and we'll try and drop by with our furry friend on Friday, the 14th of November.
Get in touch, email us, radiobristol@bbc.co.uk, or write to Pudsey, BBC Radio Bristol, Broadcasting House, White Ladies Road, Bristol, BS82LR.
Children in Need on BBC Radio Bristol.
A week away, Children in Need, chatting with Dawn Primorolo, my guest this evening, Bristol South Labour MP, first in a series, talking with all 11 politicians, MPs, from our broadcast area. You're an immigrant to these parts, a bit like me in many ways. What brought you to Bristol then?
Came for work.
Sussex girl, aren't you?
Indeed, yes. I was born in the East End of London. Parents moved out to Newtown, Crawley, when I was a toddler. I grew up there and I worked in London and then came down to Bristol initially just for a year. My husband was doing a course. He was a teacher at Bath University, but no offence to Bath, but we like Bristol better, and so we came here to live. But like all people who come to Bristol, actually, once you're here, you don't want to leave the city.
I got the same warning. I signed for Bristol Rovers on a two-year contract in 1986, and Harold Jarman, one of the greats of Rovers history, said to me, "You won't ever move away." I said, "Really? I'm a Scouser. Surely I will." He said, "No, Bobby Gould, Joe Jordan, Terry Cooper, they've all come. And they've all stayed."
Absolutely. Isn't it a fantastic city, though? We're
wonderful.
So privileged to live here and experience, you know. What I like about Bristol is that the benefits of living in a city, some of the downsides, of course, traffic and things like that, but you're so close to the country as well, and we're blessed with all these wonderful parks, so you get the best of both worlds, really.
Why politics? What was the attraction of politics? And why Labour? Why did you gravitate to Labour?
Always been Labour.
Is that a family tradition?
No, it's not a family tradition. It's it goes all the way back to being at school and the issues of the day and the great debates. I passionately believe that all of us can make our local communities, our country and the world, some might say a bit naive, a better place, and we can improve it. I passionately believe in equality and social justice, and that we should help each other, and that communities are stronger because of that. And inevitably that drew me to the Labour Party, which I joined when I was about 18, 19. And I still feel that passion. I think you're driven by a belief in people. You know, I don't think that the world needs to be a harsh, difficult, horrible place where we're not prepared to support the most vulnerable and weakest in our communities, whilst at the same time blossoming and developing ourselves. And I still think that.
Okay, 1987, can you remember being up on the platform when they announced you as the new MP for Bristol South? Is it crystal clear in your mind right now?
It absolutely is, yes. I remember standing there thinking, oh, what next? How did this happen? I was not intending to be an MP. People find that quite difficult. Some people decide they want a career in politics. I didn't decide that. They want to go into Parliament. I didn't have that view. I was busy doing work elsewhere and hoping to get a job in a university as a lecturer eventually. But I was keen on making sure that more women were involved in politics. And I was encouraged. At the time, I seem to remember people saying to me, it's good experience for you to come forward under the new rules in the Labour Party for selection of MPs. And as we know, we had a sitting MP in Bristol South, Michael Cox, who then went on to the Lords. So it was, I think politely we would say, it was a very contentious period in which not everybody was pleased by my selection. And when I was elected, I knew I'd had a lot of work to do. And it was actually quite a small majority. It was only 1,400.
Right, OK. Tell me about family life, husband. You've mentioned your lad already.